Irene, in memory of my mother-in-law, someone should have loved you for all the wonder in your lonely soul. I was too late in your life to be the one to fill the role. Yet in winter, if I were visiting, I would wander the house to find you sitting at the kitchen table, staring out the window, robed in cloud-blue thoughts, hands around a cup of coffee. You would wrinkle up your nose, reset your glasses, and start with questions about our distance from the stars and other mysteries of the galaxies. Then you would turn back to the glowing wheat-filled prairies of your girlhood and the horizons encircling your North Dakota home. And always, always we traveled to the dark sky of why your firstborn son David was killed at age 24. You grew so tired from carrying him throughout the house, you finally stopped talking. Permanent silence accompanied you for months before your death. We buried you in the same windswept cemetery where David lies, and much later your husband Henry, who never took you in his arms or gave you compliments, although at your burial he wept bitterly. After you were gone, we heard from your unknown daughter, the one you had to abandon in North Dakota because you were too young to keep her. I had the urge, once I knew this story, to set a bundle of prairie grass on fire, and like the Ojibwa might do with sage, wave it throughout the house, room by room, blessing even the smallest bed.